Yes.
Is he starting?
Yes.
Okay. And what, did Josh have an MRI, x-ray?
No, he's having an MRI this evening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will we know before game time or no?
Oh, I don't know. Okay. I don't know. We have
the results. Tonight, probably not till tomorrow.
Okay.
When did you make the decision with Pop to bring him back?
You know what? I'm not sure if that NBDL, if their season's over, but we had talked about it. It may be over. Just as soon as he was done, we didn't want to bring him back here.
So it doesn't really mean anything in terms of him actually playing in a game or something like that. Somebody else going someplace else? No.
Okay. No, it's not that.
That's like fake news.
Did he was able to make some progress, do you feel like, with the timing?
Yeah, from what I heard, you know, it was a great opportunity for him, just first of all, just to play every day, you know, get into a routine of playing every day, and I thought that, you know, did some good. He had some good games while he was there.
Uh-huh.
But the main thing was just to keep him active and to keep him playing, you know, where he's just not sitting around, just being a practice player. So he got an opportunity to get to, you know, game situations and play against some, you know, some elite competition. So it was good for him.
I saw where Mike Bibby was, he said he was kind of disappointed that he wasn't kept more apprised of the trade situation until it came up and you kept him at the hotel. I mean, was there a chance that you could have let him know earlier that, hey, we're thinking of moving you, or is that?
No, I mean, my experience in dealing with trades, they happen the way it happened. You know, if there's any type of inkling of a potential trade on a game day, you notify the players,
right,
which we did. I don't know what else we could have done. I thought the whole situation was handled in a professional manner. It's been my experience in all the years I've been involved in the NBA. That is the way you handle it. You know, wasn't a situation of where he, or any of the players, went to the gym, went to the arena, were getting dressed, or were on the floor warming up, and they were pulled off the floor.
Right.
It was none of that. I thought our organization handled it in a very professional manner.
I don't know if people came up, but everybody did.
With the Bulls, is there a particular matchup that especially
concerned about? Well, with no Josh Smith, you know, it forces us to play probably a different lineup than I thought about going with. You know, they're a very big, active team. You know, with Boozer in the post and Noah with his activity on the boards, you know, I'm concerned about the matchups with our big. I haven't made a decision yet on how we'll match up on Noah or Boozer. But with Josh out, it certainly puts a different light on things. So I'm going to have to really monitor Al, particularly on who he's matched up against. You know, he's going to have to play smart with his fouls without Josh being in there.
Right.
So chances are I'll be using probably more of my bigs than I have, you know, in a while with Josh being out.
How does Kirk change things for you guys defensively?
Well, he's much better on the ball. You know, he's been in this league a while, and he knows personnel. You know, he knows players. He can he does a good job keeping guys in front of him. He's also been matched against some of the better big guards in our league. I know when we played him, he's guarded Joe. I watched tape in matchups where he's guarded Wade, where he's guarded Kobe. So it gives you a whole different it gives you flexibility, from a guard standpoint. A lot of times we've matched Joe up against some of the quicker guards. Now we can pretty much stay, we can stay solid with our point guard guarding the point guard. Not saying at times Joe won't be defending point guards, but he gives you just so much more. He's a smart player. He's a tough player, and he has the ability, to fight through screens and that just gives you a dimension that you need on this level. Night in and night out, you play against pick and rolls, and it's always a plus when you can have a guard that that can take the contact and still get through the screen.
Do you see this helping Joe not having to chase some of these smaller guards?
I think so. I really do. Especially, Joe will be matched up at times with some of the point guards, but now he gives me the luxury of matching him up late. Whereas matching him early, it can wear him down. And chasing these little guys around, it can wear him down. I think he feels good now, the fact that and having a guy like Kurt that can defend him, can defend the point. He brings that to the table. And then Jeff Teague is getting better at it. He's starting to really coming off this road trip, I was really happy with the way he played and his approach to the game, the way he did defend, the way he did show speed and quickness. I really believe now we're pretty solid there as far as defending a lot of the actions that involve point guards. And Kurt, like I said, he's probably lost a step, but still he still has that knack. And he knows how to guard, and he takes the challenge. So we're real happy about that.
That calf injury, something else, lingering or something
else? With Kurt?
Give it Kurt.
Yeah, the calf injury is still there. I don't think it's 100%. He came in yesterday and he was treated. This morning he said it felt better than it did yesterday. It's not 100%, but it feels better. So hopefully, he said that he wants to be able to come to me and say that it is 100%, but right now it's not. But he's able to play, so we'll try to use him as much as we can and not wear him down.
You're a 2.5 back of Orlando now for 4 years. How important is it for you to get
to 4? Well, certainly we would like to get in that position to where we can get the fourth spot and hopefully get on a roll and we get the third spot. Our focus is just to take it one game at a time. I told our guys I don't want them looking too far ahead or looking down the road. We have to take each game one at a time. When our schedule came out, looking at the month of March, I saw it could be a good month for us or it could be a bad month for us. Get home at times you can get complacent. I really believe at this point to where we are, having coming off this last road trip, where we've had 7 in a row, and I would have liked to have come back a little bit better than what we did, but I'll settle for that and then move into the month of March to being at home, having some really good teams to come in here. We're in a position where we control our own destiny. It's just a matter of us coming out night in and night out. Ready to play. We would love to handle our business at home, and if we can move, move up the ladder as far as positions, that would be great. But we're not going to look too far ahead. We're just going to take it one game at a time, and we'll see. We'll see what the outcome is.
Anyone else?
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks. Good. Thank you.